up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Re-landscaping around the high school is on the unusually brief agenda of the Laguna Beach School Board tonight. Bids will be sought for replanting the slope around the field. A school administrator says trees and shrubs were previously cut rather than thinned due to their poor condition and their potential fire risk. Also on the agenda is a $2,200 increase in a $79,000 contract for pool maintenance. The board meets at 6 p.m. in district offices opposite the high school. The Festival of Arts is well known for showcasing the work of professional artists throughout the summer, but a front corner of the festival grounds also showcases the work of over 300 student artists. The junior art exhibit finally gets its moment in the summer sun this Sunday at 11 a.m. Medals will be awarded to the top three students from each grade, pre-kindergarten through high school seniors. A representative of the PIMCO Foundation will issue the awards on the festival grounds. Brantley Griffith put the final touches on three benches in the courtyard of the neighborhood congregational church last year. One uses wooden Victoria skimboards for the bench backrest in recognition of the surf skim culture. Another backrest explodes with a sunburst to reflect the town's physical beauty. The recent Dana Hills High School graduate led a team that put in over 250 volunteer hours designing and building the benches for his Eagle Scout service project. On Sunday, he too gets a place in the sun as the church will honor him during its 10 a.m. worship service. Skipper Carrillo is the extraordinary man known as Mr. Home Run Day. Born prematurely, Skipper grew up with a disability that gave him a unique ability to express love with a pure heart and spirit, writes Dr. Gary Arthur on the back cover of Have a Home Run Day. Carrillo, the local baseball icon who coined the phrase, will sign books with his sister, author Alice Rowe, at the Sawdust Festival next Thursday during Locals Night. Have a Home Run Day describes the life of Carrillo, known for wearing a different baseball uniform daily, loyally attending youth athletic events, and peppering his speech with baseball trivia and terminology. And Carrillo, of course, is the namesake of our high school field. Instead of a Valentine to a loved one, Sally Eastwood and Helen Pollins-Jones have penned a love letter to Laguna Beach. The author and illustrator of the recently published 101 Things to Love About Laguna Beach will sign copies of their book at the Festival of the Arts gift shop from 1 to 4 p.m. this Saturday. That's your news courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell on KX at 1 Laguna.